Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about the use of choice as a way to increase motivation for students in our classrooms. This comes out of an article in the Journal of Educational Psychology in which researchers at Duke University and the University of Texas at Austin conducted a study about the effect of choice on intrinsic motivation, specifically on homework completion for high school students. Now, Best Practices Weekly is really focused on elementary school students, but I actually believe this is fully applicable to elementary and frankly middle school also, which is why I wanted to include it. So this experimental study is steeped in research that shows that students that are provided with autonomy, it tends to increase their motivation, their academic achievement, and their test completion rates. Indeed, a quote from one of the authors is, "Children provided with choices demonstrated greater learning as measured by the number of problems answered correctly in a math test compared with when choices were not provided. Moreover, there is some evidence to suggest that the positive effects of choice remain even for choices that appear trivial or illusory." And that was from some other studies that have been done on this idea of choice. And there's definitely research that suggests that there are some more deep-rooted ways to provide autonomy to students, which is things like the teacher making sure that students know that they're listening and reacting to student input, things like that. But this study that in this article looked simply at a pretty simple idea of what happens when you provide certain students with a choice of two similar homework assignments to complete while others don't get any choice. And this was done, again, at a high school, and students were grouped randomly into one in each group, and it was a full experimental study, and what they found was pretty interesting. Homework completion rates were higher among the students who were provided the choice, despite the fact that, again, these assignments were essentially the same. And so were the 85% homework completion rate over two units of study versus 80% completion rate for students that were not provided choice, and this was in a math class. The average unit test scores were also higher, actually, by nearly 3% among students who were provided with choice versus students who weren't provided with choice. And all of this is statistically significant. Also, using questionnaires, the researchers found that the students who were provided with choice on homework assignments had significantly higher intrinsic motivation, and they perceived themselves to be better at math, as well as a higher perception that their teachers provided them with autonomy. The researchers note that this assignment choice is, again, it's only one kind of choice. There are other autonomy supportive practices, such as teacher efforts to take student perspectives into account, providing opportunities for students to ask questions, or providing rationales for engaging in various tasks may be more effective. But I think this is a pretty powerful example of how a really quick change, just offering, again, the choice of two homework assignments that are relatively similar, had some significantly positive effects on student autonomy and ultimately student achievement. It is pretty impressive. So, again, that's pretty much what this article was about. We'll talk again soon, and happy teaching.